Peya Perek Dalad Mishnah Tes. Misha Lokar Es HaPeya V'Omar Harei Zoli Ish Ploni Ani. Person is Malakit, takes pay, and he says, Harei Zoli Ish Ploni Ani. He takes for an Ani. So this person is not an Ani. Question is, what kind of, let's call it a wealthy person, what kind of wealthy person are we dealing with? Either we're dealing with a regularly wealthy person off the street, that some guy left Peya in his field. So this guy comes off the street, and he wants to be Mizaka the Peya to another, to his friend, that's an Ani. So Beliezer Omer Zochalor. Beliezer says he can do this. That's one way to learn. And the reason that it works, according to Beliezer, the Rav brings that there's two Migos. So Migo is like a concept where you technically could have said something, therefore we give you those same halachas as if you did say it. When I say it, meaning you could have said it or reasoned it. So what it means is the following. A person is able to be mafkir his nechasim. He can make all of his nechasim, all of his property hefker, and he can become an ani, this guy. So then an ani is allowed to take peya. That's step number one. Step number two, even if he was an ani, so an ani, since he can be zochet for himself, therefore he can be zochet for his friend. So there's two migos over here. According to Rebbe Eliezer, two migos work, and therefore he's allowed to be mezaket to his friend. This is the way Rashi learns, in the beginning of Bava Metzia. The Rush actually learns that this Mishnah could actually be talking about the Baal HaBayis. That the actual Baal HaBayis, the owner of the field, leaves over Peya, and then he can pick and choose who he wants to give it to by being mezaket to him. And there's two Migos. Migo that the Baal HaBayis can be mafkir's nechosim, and also Migo that if he was mafkir his nechosim and he's an ani, he can give it to somebody else as well. So Rebbe Akiva asks, how's that possible? If a guy gives pay, leaves over pay on his field, how is it possible for us to allow him now to go and take paya? It's usher for him to take paya. Even if he becomes an ani, he still can't take paya, even on his own field. It's no different than, for example, an ani that owns a field. If an ani owns a field and he leaves over paya, the same ani, the guy owns a field, he's allowed to take from his own field? No, he's not allowed. He has to leave it over for different aniim. Yes, any other ani could take paya, but for sure not the same ani could take paya. So what's pshat? What would be pshat in the rush? So the Rush's words are that if an ani actually, it's not the pshat that the Baal Hasada, the owner of the field, when he's mafker everything, it makes himself an ani, that's true. But it also accomplishes a very important part, which is the fact that the field, the rest of the field, the part that was cut, also doesn't belong to him. The fact that the rest of the field doesn't belong to him, it's not his field anymore. And by the fact that the whole thing is in his field, not just the peya, but the rest of it as well, therefore it is no shaychus to him, and he actually is no different than any other ani on the street. What's the difference who cut it? Lamaisa right now, he doesn't own any of the field, and because of that, he can be zocher himself, you can say migo, that he becomes an ani, and then migo that he's mafker oz nechosim, and then also migo that he's mezaket to somebody else. This is actually the way that Tiferes Yisrael explains this Mishnah. But Rebbe Kiveger is still bothered with this, that even if this guy has no shaychus to this field, it's not his, and it's totally hefker, the truth is that he still has a hazhar, he still has a commandment not to take from this. It still should have been left over. He himself, personally, yes, he's an ani, and yes, he has nothing to do with this field, but still Rebbe Kiveger is very bothered. He still should not be able to take it and be zeichen, and if he can't be zeichen it, you can't say all these migas to begin with. The Mishnah continues, V'cham omer yidnenel ani shenim sarishon, V'cham disagree, you cannot do two migos, and you're supposed to give it to Baal HaBayis, yidnenel ani shenim sarishon, you should give it to the first ani he sees. There's no picking and choosing, you can't do these two migos that I can make myself an ani, whether you're the Baal HaBayis, according to the way the Rush learns, or according to the way Rebbe Akiva Eiger learns and Rashi, it's talking about a regular ashir. You can't do that. You have to give it to a regular ani that you find first. Because we only say one migo. The Rav says we do not say two migos. So one migo that you can make, you can be mafkir nechasim, that's true. But you can't say that, plus also migo, that you can be zocher yourself, you can be zocher somebody else. Masha Enkin, everybody does agree, both Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, they both would agree that an ani himself, now there's only one migo, since he can be zocher for himself, he can be zocher for somebody else. Mishnah continues, Haleket v'hashicha v'apeya shal ovi kichom chai b'maisus ele im kem hifter. Leket shicha and peya of a goy. So the Rav learns that we're dealing with a field that's a goy's field, and we're talking about a field in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not chayv in leket shicha peya. So it's really funny that the Mishnah uses such a lashon, the leket shicha and peya of a goy, because it's really nothing. The Mishnah, according to the Rav, is going like Reb Meir. The Reb Meir holds that in Eretz Yisrael, a goy, when he's kind of land in Eretz Yisrael, that kinyan does not take away a chiv of maisris. So since it doesn't take away a chiv of maisers, so whatever he calls it, it's not leket shicha and peya, it's still chayv and maiser, and the only way to get out of maiser is if the goy is mafkirit.